Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Prue's equivalent to a handshake, a nod.
Prue,
get a Prue nod.
Ooh.
Just, I think when you make Prue happy,
let's hope she doesn't tweet the winner.
Maybe she like drapes a necklace around them. Like, she like hands her necklace over
or
like, them like a gold medal.
Kisses her hand, like kisses her hand, and then puts it on their forehead. And that's
well,
it.
Like that.
Yeah,
maybe you should suggest that to
and
her.
And then you've been prued.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Bake Off Undressed, episode 2. My name is Matt. Oh, we got a whoop whoop early.
I was whooping silently because I didn't want to say anything yet.
We're not here yet.
Oh, sorry. Shh.
You're coming in a second. My name is Matt, aka Topless Baker. And if you don't know who I am, I'm not sure exactly why you're listening to this podcast, but I'll give you a little bit of information just in case. I am an Instagrammer, a YouTuber, and I like to bake a lot. And I don't actually really know what I'm doing, to be honest. I'm not trained in cooking or baking, so I'm kind of blagging it as I go along. But one thing I am passionate about is Bake Off, the Great British Bake Off, which is the show that we have been enjoying for the last hour. And we are recapping it today because it's season 9 of Bake Off. A lot of seasons of Bake Off. And I am joined by two very special guests today who I'm excited to introduce you to. So not only are these two social media stars, can we call you stars?
You can call anything.
I can call you stars. I like that. But very well-renowned celeb interviewers and presenters.
Matt, I'll take all of those.
Build
things
up.
Keep going. So I've got,
you're like my mum right
here.
Now.
I've got some notes. So you have interviewed the likes of Scarlett Johansson.
This is true.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, actually, I didn't actually give him a name. I just
you can
Harry
call
Potter.
Him Harry Potter because I do. I
was it was like, Frankenstein.
It was, yeah. Okay. Channing Tatum.
Yep.
And even Ed Miliband, that's what Wikipedia said anyway.
This is yeah, true.
That is true. So I would like to introduce to you guys, drum roll please, Nikki and Sammy.
Hello. Oh,
hi.
Welcome to Bake Off Undressed.
Can I just say, as you were talking then, I just really wanted to talk back to you because you kept making eye contact. I was like, "This is, I need to
I didn't want to be rude.
Speak. No, I appreciate it.
What did is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't get in there? That
you're not actually
no.
topless right now.
No.
And we're all fully clothed.
Would yeah. you have felt uncomfortable though?
I feel like it would have been on brand.
Mm.
But there's no like video. So like people might... They
okay,
might
wait,
think for the sake,
we're all topless.
We're all topless.
Yeah, all
and
topless.
I have better pecs and six pack than Matt.
I had someone
that's
come,
what you need to take away from this.
Someone came to my house the other day to do a demonstration with this bit of equipment I have.
Excuse
she
me?
Goes, oh...
This is already weird.
We'll get to that point later. But she was like, oh, I got the email about coming to do the demonstration for you. And I was so nervous because I thought you were going to be topless. And I was like, I'm not like people think I'm topless all the time. I was like, honestly, Agatha, I'm not going to be topless.
Agatha,
yeah, her name was
what
Agatha.
Percentage of your time are you topless? Go on,
oh,
spill
that
the tea.
Is so tough. Is it like topless baking or just like generally top? Because I
just
walk around.
You know, like day to day, like, oh... It's
7%?
Monday.
7%?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to quantify. I mean, I'm topless. And actually, 40% because I'm naked when I go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're like not 100% despite
but you're
the
like
name.
A fair amount.
Yeah.
Because your wardrobe would be pretty cheap.
Does it have hygiene that? Knockoffs? Like,
I mean,
that's a story for another time.
That is a story for another time. So yeah, I was doing research on you guys because
oh, no.
I'm a good presenter. I'm a good presenter. You guys are expert presenters, and you have a Wikipedia page.
I think yeah, my no, mum monitors like, it. I think she maintains it.
Did she make it?
Yeah, no, she's.
Because I was like, you've made it when you've got a Wikipedia page. So what I did is I googled myself, and I don't have one.
Do you not? I'll make you one.
Can you?
I don't know, but apparently you can.
Really?
I used to do at uni. Okay, at uni I did a lot of my essays, and Wikipedia was often a source, even if I pretended it wasn't.
You're not actually supposed to use Wikipedia.
No, I've learned that. But my grades show it. So
what would your opening line be on Wikipedia?
Oh, that's
topless
so
7%
hard.
Of the time.
40% we found out.
40%.
Oh, yeah, 40%. Yeah.
Topless baker. A guy that really doesn't know anything about cooking, but just cooks topless.
Listen
I thought that was terrible.
Here.
We'll have to ask your mum. Your mum did yours, so she can do mine.
Pro. She can't even shop on eBay, so she probably didn't make it.
She needs to set up a paper. But we've just sat down and watched Bake Off together, episode 2.
Yeah.
So give me your thoughts on the episode. We'll do a little recap, shall we?
Well, I am sloppier now than Luke's star baking.
That makes zero sense. You were desperately trying to fit the word sloppy in, weren't you?
What's the last round called? Masterbake.
Showstopper.
Yeah, I'm sloppily in that right now. That was intense.
It was. So there was cake week this week.
Cake week is consistently my favourite week.
You actually screamed when we said it's cake week and you went, it's my favourite week.
I said exactly like that. And also, can I just say, watching it with someone that has more idea about baking than me is so eye-opening. There was like moments where I'm like, that looks good. And Matt's like, that looks... You
can
bad.
Say you can say it, but we're an explicit rated podcast.
I was like, that looks shit. There was a specific point where I went, that looks terrible. And Matt was like, that's fantastic. I was like,
yeah, it does. Yeah, it's great.
I'm not culturally aware.
Can I say cake week doesn't excite me? I'm here for quiche and pastries.
Yeah, you did say you were like, I hope I'm going to see some blind baking and they're going to be blind baking with some stones. I remember you saying.
You got triggered by that, didn't you?
I did get triggered because I was very concerned about Sammy scooping some stones out of his garden and blind baking a Kiev.
Mum did question it once. I was some gravel out the back garden. Put that in a pan.
I was very nervous. But we had three challenges this week. So the first one, they had to make like individual little finger sandwiches.
Yes.
And then moving on to that, you guys actually named this better than me, but they had to then do a Monet-inspired cake. It was like his birthday cake, right?
It was something like that. Monet's favourite cake, but it was called, push my glasses up at this point in time, Gâteau de Veuve.
Oh, can you say that
cake
again?
Of the green.
Gâteau, actually it wasn't de Veuve.
Gâteau de Veuve.
That's the woman off Dragon's Den, Hilary
Duvall. Say it in the sexiest voice possible.
Gâteau de Veuve.
Can you sound like Gaston?
Who?
You know, Beauty and the Beast.
No, I'm not. I'm going for like classy French waiter. Yeah, like Gâteau de Veuve.
Gâteau de Veuve.
The faces you're pulling too. And then once we finish the Gâteau de Veuve, I didn't say it wrong.
No, go on, do it.
I didn't even know. What is the word?
I think it's Gâteau de Veuve. I've just added a de.
Okay, that's right. And then we had the showstopper, which, I mean, I was having heart palpitations just watching it because they had to make two tiers with a chocolate collar, which in the heat, apparently, of the tent was challenging.
Well, bearing in mind, these are excuses. Matt, you know, right? These people buckling under pressure. Ruby stresses me out to no end. What, her face what? Looks like she wants to punch Paul every single time.
Well, I would want to punch Paul.
She just wants a handshake, but she's not getting it because she can't pull through on the cakes.
I did think she's...
I can't.
Because last week we kind of all agreed, yeah, she's probably going to beat Paul at one point. And this week I was like, she's going to do it again. But then she got the handshake. Anyways, we'll talk about her handshake later on. The first segment of the show,
yes,
I'm going to pick your icing on the cake moment and your soggy bottom moment. So your best and your worst highlights from today's episode.
I made some notes. Let me just consult them.
I think I got soggy bottom people.
Oh, okay. We like that because that's a new version for the show. Give me your soggiest bottomest person.
The one with the soggiest bottom one in there today. And I'll have no qualms about it. Ruby.
Really?
People want to call her Rose. It's Ruby, isn't it?
It's Ruby.
Ruby, yeah.
I haven't bonded with her.
No.
I feel attacked. I feel stressed out to no end.
There's a few people that pop up on screen and we're like, have they been in this episode?
She makes a big to-do about nothing.
You're making this up.
I'm sure she's a lovely... I think we'd be friends, but I'd tell her to get out of the kitchen if she can't stand the heat.
Oh.
And that's that.
What about you, Nikki?
So I was more going to be a little bit lighthearted about this and say that...
No, it's serious business. Okay.
There was a couple of icing on the cake moments for me. We all picked, I think you picked up it first. Noel's shirt combined with those sideburns.
Ooh.
A look.
It's a look.
Like you can see that on catwalks in next season.
Twittergate. Can we talk about that? Oh. So Sarah, our brilliant producer here, had a fantastic idea for a tweet in comparing Noel Fielding's shirt to a playmat. And I tweeted it out very quickly after Sarah's very hard work. And then people started stealing the tweet.
Left, right and centre.
Yeah, I mean,
shameful.
Stealing the picture, stealing the tweet. Oh, gosh, look at Noel's shirt. It looks like a playmat. Excuse me, did you see the time stamp on my tweet?
It didn't help that one of them was Sammy.
What?
I'm joking. I wouldn't put it past
him. But it was a very specific playmat as well.
Yes.
Like, we've all had it. It was like semi-acrylic, like some sort of like... It was like an aerial view of a town and some roads, and his shirt looked just like it. I thought it was a masterful tweet. Well done, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
But people pilfered it. That's a
soggy bottom
moment.
I really thought I was going to go viral. I was saying to you, I'm going to go viral.
Have you gone viral?
No.
We haven't looked.
Oh, okay. You actually did one tweet with some like lines of a house on, and it got more likes than mine.
Look, it's hit and miss at the best of times. But if they don't,
Bake Off Twitter is my favourite Twitter. Like, normally Twitter is filled with so much hate and negativity and Donald Trump. And then you've got...
cake.
You've got Bake Off. I feel like Bake Off and Eurovision are the two moments in the calendar year that highlight what Twitter is good for. And I love Bake Off Twitter so much. I was like, who was... I actually can't remember her name. Mary. Sammy keeps saying her name was Mary. No, a few seasons ago.
It was last season.
I was like a proper fandom member of her fan group. And I can't remember. I'm following on Twitter still.
I think it was Mary.
She's obsessed with Ed Sheeran. Anyway, sorry.
So your soggy bottom moment, because we didn't get that on your notes.
My soggy bottom moment was... Well, actually, it was an averted soggy bottom moment. I thought it was going to be Terry's tray bake. Because he kept saying, oh, it's going to be soggy, it's going to be wet. And Prue was like, oh, that rum. No, don't think that's a good idea.
But that's tension building, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just thought he'd have a proper soggy tray bake, therefore a soggy bottom moment.
I agree with that. Mm. I totally agree with all of those icing and soggy bottom moments. Soggy bottom? Soggy bottom.
Can we talk about, like... An inverted soggy bottom moment for me, because he was turned out to be a brilliant baker, is Raul. Like, he always looks unimpressed.
He was not. He was showing little emotion. Mm, maybe just success or failure, he was just steady.
Yeah. Might have been lowering his expectations. I think that's always a good thing to do. Like, I might do okay. Top three consistently.
I thought he was almost paralyzed by Paul's handshake. He was like, oh my goodness.
He looked terrified. He was like, Raul, come here. And he was like walking up, shaking. And he just got his handshake. And I was like, well done. You have done well.
It was fantastic. So if you guys want to get involved, you can just use hashtag BakerFondress and tell us your soggy bottom moments. Do you agree with Raul's inability to show emotion?
Oh, I'm so that. I'm very much like, I don't have to show emotion. I don't have to take compliments either, but that's another story.
Yeah.
What I want to talk about is also, because we're on a baking show here, I want to talk about your food skills. So again, being the fantastic presenter and researcher that I am, I did a little bit of research and went onto your website.
Oh no.
And I'm just going to read a segment from the website, and it says, we upload videos and live streams on our channel with content ranging from vlogs, comedy, cooking in commas, and then in brackets says used very loosely. So I asked the question, why are you on a podcast about food? But why are you so concerned about your cooking abilities? Look, why do you use the term loosely?
That's an old website.
Oh, okay.
That has been lost. I don't know where you found that.
I'm a good researcher.
Are you looking at me like it's my fault? It was still up.
I just shot shade right across the table. Right. I can cook to an extent.
To an extent.
To what is, to the level that
I can throw together a mean capressed salad. Which consists of mozzarella chopped up with tomato.
Yeah, a capressa salad is just cheese and a bit of leaf.
Isn't it a caprese? Was that something?
See?
Well, I don't
pretend to be Italian. I can make a pound cake.
Oh, okay, so you can, but I wanted to get onto that. Like, can you bake? Can you guys bake?
I am very good at using those ones you buy in a box and you add milk to, or water or something. Egg?
It is egg, yeah. Usually oil. And you know what? I take zero offense to that, because those cakes are damn good.
My devil's food cake.
I hate to admit it. And the E numbers and whatever is going on there. But
give me the E numbers.
Give it, just pile it on.
What's her name? The lady, Betty Crocker.
Yeah, Betsy.
She's got some mean recipes. She knows her stuff.
She has some mean E numbers. She's just throwing them
You might end up with a soggy bottom with Betty Crocker.
Is she alive? I feel like we're talking about her. Like, is she like an old brand?
I have a story about this.
Oh, no.
I feel like I'm not going to tell this story really well. But Betty Crocker is not a real person. So that there was like I don't have the story in my head, but it was like a hotline and someone was calling up for advice. And they basically just gave a name of like a kind of middle American white woman to make it seem like a normal like household wifey brand.
I've been living what I feel now is a lie.
I feel like someone should fact check that though, and tweet me, because I might be wrong.
Get on that.
I might, as soon as we leave here, I'll just Google it. I won't tell if you're wrong, because I don't want to put that on you, but I'll just have a look.
Jeez, my life's been a lie until this point. Yeah.
So you're YouTubers as well as kind of Twitterers. How did your rise to stardom come about? What was your moment?
Stardom's Matt, keep picking me up. This is so good for my ego.
200,000 subs. I mean, come on, guys.
Thanks, Matt. Can you just, like, when I'm down, just come and pick me up?
I'll just keep texting. Although you did, okay, we're going to segue and get back to your stardom quickly, but I text these guys earlier being like, hi, like, let me know when you're about, like, I'll let you into the building. And then Sammy replied being like, oh, what are you talking about? Was that tonight? And I literally nearly died. So about 20 minutes out of recording this podcast, and he's texting me saying, oh, I've got the wrong date, and I literally had a mini heart attack.
My defense, I told him not to send that because I knew that you'd get stressed out.
I was like, do you know what? I can't swear on this. Can I swear?
You can, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to shit him up. And I was like, he you text me, let me know when you're outside. And I was like,
Here we go. Let's have some fun here. He asked me, and his face.
Oh, is that today? And you were like, oh my God. I was like, just kidding.
Literally wet my pants.
I was like, on the Circle Line, be there soon. I was like, it's my least favorite thing in life when someone just flakes on an experience.
I was like, right, scrolling through my contacts. Like, I literally got nobody in London that I can text.
Chrissy Teigen, where are you?
I did tweet Chrissy Teigen and ask her to come on the show. Haven't heard back from you yet, Chrissy. Oh, but if you're listening, always welcome. You know, if you're in London next week or just want to hang.
What's her incentive? You make her a cake?
I didn't bring you guys anything though, but I would have to bring Chrissy something.
I mean, I'd expect something.
You've got water in a teapot.
Not enough to fill four glasses. It doesn't come between
Chrissy, there. I'll make you something, I promise. But yeah, your YouTube stardom. How did it happen? What was your moment? Because we all have a moment. What was your moment?
Yeah, that moment. That genesis of... No, basically, I was doing my dissertation at uni. Ooh. I was... Instead of...
Rohampton University.
You know. Stalked them. He did his research.
He's got a whole sheet of bloody notes here with my life story written down on it.
Like...
Birth, weight, height.
Yeah, no, so I was doing my dissertation and it had this in my mindset where if I sat down in front of a TV, I wasn't going to get any work done. So what I did was found these things called YouTubers on YouTube. So I could sit on my computer, still do my dissertation, inverted commas, and then also watch like entertainment stuff. And I finished my dissertation, finished uni. I was like, that looked like fun. I want to give it a try. In my like, again, inverted commas, gap year, I did it. And it just went from there. Sammy was in a video and he was like, I don't want you having followers if it's just your name. That's exactly what he said. And I was like, wow, okay. And then we started a new channel that is literally just called Nikki and Sammy.
Yeah.
So this actually might explain the question I have, but why is it Nikki and Sammy and not Sammy and Nikki? Like, did you flip a coin for it?
Do you know what? In our life though, everyone's always said Sammy and Nikki.
No, they haven't.
So I was talking to my girlfriend the other day and she was like, everyone always said Sammy and Nikki, like my nan and granddad, Sam and Nick. And it would never be Nikki and Sammy. But, you know, grammatically, it should be in alphabetical order. If you list people's names, it should be Nikki and Sammy. He is also older, so he should come first.
I want it known. That's a complete lie. Not everyone went Sammy. Anyway, Matt,
you live in a false reality.
I've touched a sensitive subject.
It is just there. Just under the skin.
Just a little
massive
bit.
Massive nerve.
I really did want to know the answer to that, though, because I was like, did you flip a coin? Like, what if someone called you Sammy
and
Nikki?
I remember
Nikki,
there was a conversation about it. I do remember us being like, what are we going to call it? The channel, that is. And like, what we call ourselves. I was like, well, just our names.
But now it's just... Nikki and Sammy, like pick and mix, just less exciting. And
fish and chips.
Yeah, like fish and chips. Yeah. Just as fattening. I don't know. What? Carry on. Talk about cake, aren't we?
So our next segment is... I can't do another drum roll because I did that at the start.
But do you want me to do a drum roll?
Yeah, go on. Do our microphone pick up. Ooh. I hope our mic's picking that up.
Poetry clicks.
Wow, this is
so ASMR.
You guys are podcast experts, which we'll touch on Nikki and Sammy's podcast later, but they've got all these techniques and like knowledge that I don't quite have, because I'm only in my second episode here. I'm still a newbie. So this is That Takes the Cake, and we call out the best and worst moments on social. And Twitter wasn't quite as lighting up as much this week as maybe last week.
Wasn't as hot.
But you had some, should we say, funny... Because one of the things about Twitter, or about Bake Off especially, is that everyone tries to get involved. Like football clubs,
people don't even
bin
watch
manufacturers.
It.
I'm looking at a bin, which I say a bin manufacturer. But like really random brands try and get involved in the conversation when it's not relevant. And you had an interesting tweet from not an irrelevant brand, but it was
just
funny.
A surprising one.
Yes.
Thirsty, if you ask me.
So I tweeted something along the lines of, I can't remember what I said exactly, but I said Dan, more like, damn, that showstopper. And then about 5 minutes later, Tesco's. I'll have it known that it was Toby. If you're listening, Toby, how are you doing?
Like, sign off with your tweet.
He signed off his tweet with Toby.
And a Baker emoji.
Yeah, and...
I like that.
And he just said, yeah, Dan's showstopper was amazing, but have you seen these? And they listed their own website.
You know what? Hat off, though. That's such a clever
tactic. They grabbed that promo and they're running with it. And I think we was talking about it at the time, and I think they've actually replied to pretty much everyone that was in the hashtag.
They did.
Which is... less skillful and more annoying.
Do you think it's automated though? Do you think they've got like...
I don't know if it's a bot or
a bot or something.
No, because I think it was too personal. Like Andy himself signed it off. I think it was too personal to be a bot.
Maybe they've got 400 employees on Twitter.
Come through, each Toby them, and Tesco's.
Each of them has been given the name Toby or Andy and they have to sign them off with those names and that's it. Like, that's what I'm feeling.
But it was quite funny then searching through their timeline and kind of looking at the conversations they're engaging with. Like, oh, that cake does look good, but who do you think will win next week? Please reply to my tweet.
Cake's great, but look at our range of new utensils.
Like, if that was in real life, how weird would that be? Like, if it's me and you talking and Sammy just suddenly goes, have you seen my cake?
Do you want to try
you're
it?
Like,
have a conversation, I'll jump in with a spawn. Go on.
Matt, how's your day been?
It's been absolutely fantastic, actually. I took the train down earlier this afternoon.
How was the journey?
No, short
could have had a Starbucks. What a Starbucks. Well,
Starbucks is great, but what about this range of low-fat drinks from Costa? That's what they're like, and I'm just like, calm it.
Yeah, so it's annoying thirsty. Online and in person. That's what we've established Connery. There.
Don't interject with a spawn. I'm not here for it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Carry on.
One thing I would like to talk about. So I was really kind of hyping myself up to tweet tonight. And I did that one tweet which someone saw, which we won't talk about.
Sorry, hyping yourself up to tweet.
Well, it takes a lot. Like one tweet a day for me is like,
this
oh,
is
yeah, yeah. Wow.
The bake-off event of the year, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, I know. It's yeah. big for me. It's a big deal. And you like
you look a little bit hurt. Are you okay?
I'm pretty... No.
Sorry, I take it back. I didn't mean to laugh at that. I'm sorry.
Wow. Bullying.
I'm kind of really sitting there engaged in Bake Off. We're watching it in this kind of little yellow room that we're in now. And you guys are kind of silent. And then I'm scrolling through my Twitter timeline. And you're just like pumping out tweets like there's no tomorrow. I'm like, where are you getting these ideas? You're like, oh yeah, just...
Yeah, but they weren't good. Casual.
No, they were. You'd got more likes and retweets than I did. But like literally, if you could have seen it, they were just sitting there silently just tweeting out like viral content.
Well, I'm just saying. Heavy breathing, trying to get a good tweet out, weren't you?
Yeah, I was struggling.
You tweet of sweat, dripping.
Like, you've got more pressure though. You have to know what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't.
Because you don't.
I true. Don't know what I'm talking about.
I would love to. I feel like we need some more people to tweet us with like what was happening this week on social though.
Mm. Should we make a little bake-off group on WhatsApp?
Ooh.
I would love that. Yeah. I love being in a WhatsApp group.
Is it
group.
Just the three of us?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
Okay, maybe
yeah.
just you can just send me pictures.
And then Chrissy Teigen if she agrees to come on.
I've got a number.
I would love Chrissy. But if the guys listening have ideas and they want to tweet what happened on social, because there might have been other things that we missed. I feel like I wasn't paying attention.
It's always the hashtag what happens to me is I hashtag bake off undressed. What happens to me? happens to me is I tweet about something and I find whilst I'm doing that tweet, you never know. Ruby might have sent some side eye. Dan's cake might have hit the floor. You never know what's going on. Or like my favorite thing is when they're putting it in the oven. No matter who it is. They've opened the oven door because they've got them weird, like, slidey oven doors, haven't they? Oh. That I love.
It's ergonomic, apparently.
What? I don't want to plug too much here, but it's a Neff. It's a Neff Ooh. Oven, yeah?
What's up with these weird names for, like, Smeg, Neff?
You literally picked the one inappropriate. I mean, it's like KitchenAid is just such a great, simple, yeah, explanatory KitchenAid. Brand name, but it then you pick Smeg.
But this fancy oven, right? My favourite part is where they open the oven, pull it out, and they've got the cake in one hand. And I don't know why. They don't just have the cake on the side. Open the oven, pick up the cake and put it in.
Because you've got
but
time.
But in every season, someone drops that cake and it is a highlight for me. If that happened tonight, I'd be talking about that right now. I mean, well, I'm still managed to talk about it. It didn't happen.
We're not talking about Terry's Star Bake at the end where the Eiffel Tower collapsed.
A collapsing cake.
He had a semi-tower he presented them with and it just wasn't... Yeah. It was not a showstopper.
Terry, again, it was kind of like last week. It was this roller coaster of emotions and he's just... Make it, you know, as soon as he put the apples in for the tray bake, I was like,
Downhill.
For God's sake, Terry, what? He's
this
like,
is a bad show already.
He goes, oh, I think I did write this down, I think, in my notes. He's like, oh, it tastes better a couple days later. It's like, well, great, Terry, but you've got to serve in 20 minutes. So what are you doing?
You've got 20 minutes.
You've literally got 20 minutes to get a handshake, and you're saying it's going to taste better when it's been in the bin for 2 days.
The handshake is their goal now. Like, if you can leave an episode, even if you don't come out as Star Baker, you got a handshake, it's all good.
There were a lot of handshakes dished out, and actually the first handshake, I'm going to just give a special shout out to Dan. So Dan...
He's your new fave, isn't he?
Who is my new fave. So Dan, I actually kind of called you out last week, Dan, because he did listen to the podcast because he tweeted me. I said his wagon wheels were shocking, I think, quote, shocking. Yeah. But I did say his decorating skills were good. And then Dan tweeted me, and he shots fired, right? He was like, hey, my wagon wheels, basically saying my wagon wheels weren't bad, I came fourth. And I was like, burn.
It's not first though.
Burn. I was like, I'm so sorry, but like your decorating skills are amazing. But Dan messaged you this week because you were bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
I was screaming at the TV at your incredible chocolate work.
That was insane.
And the handshake he got for the tray bake.
I cried.
You didn't cry.
No,
you're just
lying,
you're making that up. But,
that's like when someone says lol and they haven't actually laughed at all.
But Dan, this is just a special message from you, from us here at Bake Off Undressed.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Dan.
Well done. Well done.
I feel
well
like
Dan.
It's been a journey for you both. And you've come out the other side stronger for it.
I feel tight. I actually replied to his Instagram post twice.
Ooh, keen bean.
Keen. Yeah, but it's like, when's the limit? Like, is twice too much or too little? Like, you want to be keen, but you don't want to be too keen.
I'm not saying because Matt's here, but twice is too much.
I was like, rein it back, Matt.
He did tweet me saying he was fangirling that I was speaking to him. So I was pretty honoured because I was fangirling him.
I'm fangirling now that we're on the podcast with you talking about Dan. God, it's like fangirlception.
It is fangirlception. So we didn't kind of talk about this, but you are podcasters yourself. Yeah, Peachy Podcast, which I have been on.
Yeah, you have. We've had Matt on the Peachy Podcast.
But it's on BBC. It's a BBC Radio 1.
Yes.
Podcast called the Peachy Podcast. Yes. People should search for that and subscribe.
Yeah.
And give it five. When I did my first podcast, I tried to copy your line because you guys went, give it five stars because, you know, we only like 5-star reviews. So literally the first thing I did in the first 20 seconds of my first episode, I was like, give it 5 stars because we only like 5-star reviews.
Yeah, it's the only ones that count.
Did it work?
We only got 16.
Guys, if you're listening, leave this podcast review.
But 16 out of 5 is good.
Yeah.
Put some goss in there.
Ask them to put, like, you know, their favourite soggy bottom moment in it.
Yeah. That is a great
in
idea.
Life, not just the show.
You maybe should join us as a producer. Hashtag Bake Off Undressed. Tweet us your favourite soggy bottom moment. Hashtag.
What's hashtag?
Hashtag Bake Off Undressed.
Hashtag Bake Off Undressed.
It's just hashtag Bake Off Undressed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you didn't catch the name,
hashtag Bake Off Undressed.
Got it.
So we've got another segment now, which. Course a bit of controversy, shall we say. I mean, as controversial as we can get on Bake Off Undressed. And it's called Spoon, Fork, Knife. Uh-huh. So the idea last week was that we talk about a contestant that we would like to spoon, fork, which is a naughty word, and knife, which turned into Juliet suggesting to kill Terry, unfortunately.
Savage.
After this week and Ruby's antics, I just got a WhatsApp from Sasha, who's my fiance, actually. Ooh. Fiance, ooh. I can't say girlfriend anymore. And she said, I hope you're not going to fork Ruby this week.
Wink, wink.
But she was
she's getting the knife.
She was very unhappy with me that I suggested to fork Ruby. So I was groveling a little bit this week. But I'm going to throw it over to you. So who would you spoon from this week's episode? Like, spoon like a nice hug.
Karen. Like, quick. 100% Karen. I just love her.
Wouldn't mind spooning an old lady.
What did she do this week to really make worthy of a spoon?
Matt, I'll tell you what it is. My favourite contestants on Bake Off are normally...
Elder women, Nikki.
No, the grannies. I love the grannies because they're so... Like, we were saying it earlier. We were talking about the cake she made. It was the chocolate collar cake. Mm-hmm. She made the collar cake and she ruined it with her writing because it was like, here's this beautiful... Because her, like... Was it the tempering?
The tempering, yes. Ooh. Was stunning. And Paul beautiful. Totally was like, oh yeah, chocolate.
Glazed over that
one. I was like, Karen, you nailed that tempering. Sweetheart, so don't listen to Paul.
Knocked out the park.
Yeah,
but her tempering was great. Anyway, the cake was beautiful, and then what she did was, with a bit of sentimentality, put some really crap. Like, I mean, it wasn't crap. I take it back, Karen. I take it back. But she put like, was it like a folk song or something like that on it?
Cringy,
and it just ruined a beautiful cake. And I was like, you could have put some flowers on it, maybe even your name, like sign your name on it. Don't put a folk song about a prostitute on it.
You liked her shoes, though.
Is that what it's about? Apparently, they didn't know that said it was about a prostitute.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe I made that up.
I think you might have made that. We need another fact check here, guys. Just hashtag Bake Off Undressed and then just give us a little fact check on that, because I don't think that's true. But you liked her shoes. I saw you tweet about her, like, metallic kitten heels.
Metallic kitten heels, win for me.
Yep, a little spoon.
Massive
with those.
Spoon on that one.
Kitten heels and making a metallic does not save the fact they're kitten heels. Well, sorry, stunned silence then. Okay.
Moving on quickly. So your spoon, Sammy.
I would spoon... it was a situation that I would spoon, and it was actually Sandy and Noel when... the French lady, what's her name?
Manon. You called her moron earlier.
I'm sorry. I was unimpressed with a star bake, but that's a matter for another time. No, when Sandy and Noel reacted to her swearing, they were like, that's not, you shouldn't say that.
I was shocked. I was
swearing,
like,
for the first time probably ever, maybe.
I'm going to say
really lowering the tone.
And
also,
it's a surprise she didn't do it in French. Like, she could have got away if she'd been like, merde.
Yeah. Ah, mon Dieu.
I don't know what it is in French.
That did not sound French at all.
That's a good attempt.
I tried.
Good attempt. Okay, so you've spooned her for that. And then fork, we're going to fork someone again. I'm not going to fork anyone this week.
Are you abstaining from forking?
I'm abstaining from forking.
I need to get a name check on some of these people because I forgot their names.
I should have the names. Just describe them.
Okay, Oh, do you know what? Fork Terry.
I was going to say Terry's diabolical cake. let's just fork the hell out of that situation
fork is a good thing.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knife.
He graciously, like, he was like, do you know what? The Eiffel's Tower's collapsed.
Are you confused?
I'm forking him because I think he respectfully and graciously admitted defeat. He didn't try and like leave the acetate on it like moron.
Oh, no, wait. I take it back. Bryony is my favourite now. Bryony did so well.
We've got some real flip-flopping here, guys.
It's either Bryony or Karen for me. Oh wait, I've said spoon on Karen. Bryony.
Okay.
I go Bryony.
So I've gone soggy on that fork. I'm going to go straight for Bryony. She was a hun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love Bryony.
Love that. And then knife. So last week, things did get a little aggressive because, you know, there was some stabbing involved. So knife, we're just going to say, who would you cut from the show?
Rather than anything worse.
Who would you cut from the show at this moment? So Luke's obviously gone. Mm-hmm. We can touch on him in a little bit, but
that was a shame.
Luke, it was a disaster what he was doing. Like they were like, oh,
it was
the buttercream is melting on the hot cake. Oh yes, heat plus butter equals liquid. Like come on,
yeah, like. But also, this sounds really mean, but I don't mean it in a mean way. We didn't see much of him on screen, so when he'd come on screen, I didn't realise that he was in the episode.
You're actually like, he's been on screen so little, I think they're just going to cut him anyway.
They were like halfway through the episode, and they were like, he's going off, and
we need to include him.
He's done absolutely nothing notable this episode.
I kind of wanted to knife a lot of them that time, because they were all putting buttercream on a hot cake. And I mean, you guys maybe haven't made a
wow, Matt, you really underestimate
that's
here.
Such an assumption.
I haven't, though.
What's in it? I'm just joking. It's butter and sugar, isn't it?
It is. No. I mean, there's a little bit more to it than that. They were making a lot of meringue based buttercreams, which I was very impressed with, Raoul. Just side note, I loved your buttercream. But they were all like scraping the buttercream onto hot cakes. And the cakes are raw and they weren't smoothing the edges. And, like it was irking me deeply. Mm. You did look irked. I'm not an amazing cake decorator by any means. Like I do try.
Have you seen your Instagram? What are you talking about?
Utter crap coming out of his mouth right now.
BS that is, Matt. Take
BTS.
That.
BTS. Oh. but their cake decorating work was...
It left a lot to be desired.
I'm sorry. And then
Luke's like a mud pie.
Ruby, who I was, you know, lighting up on last week, but shit, they were giving her all the props in the world for that collar. And it was a mess.
Yeah. It looked like pallid flesh. Literally, right?
And they were like, oh, we love the rustic nature of... I'm sorry, but there was Dan, like, doing detailed lines, measuring it all. She just drizzle, wrapped on a cake.
And she was literally flicking and white chocolate over it.
Yeah. And she got a handshake and then Dan got a handshake. I mean, how to devalue a handshake by giving Ruby
Do you know what? This is
maybe she needed that pick me up though.
Controversial opinion. I think Paul is devaluing the handshake himself.
Oh, yes. He did. Three in an episode.
He's giving
four?
Too many out. They need
That's
to be like
so
a,
shocking.
It's like an X Factor golden buzzer, I think. No, not X Factor. The other one. Britain's Got Talent. It's like Britain's Got Talent golden buzzer. I think they need to save one each.
Yeah, but like it's not save. It's just like, you know, you might go home, but I appreciate this cake.
But what he also did, which had never been seen, I don't think I saw it before, he gave like the double handshake. He gave like the Donald Trump, which you tweeted about.
Who was that too?
To Raoul. He gave him a handshake, but then clasped his second hand over Raoul's hand.
In the biz, that's known as a double clasp. I don't know if he's just made that up.
Double fisting his hand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we take a moment to appreciate Raoul the robot? I told him the robot because he says absolutely nothing in any tone whatsoever.
No, as I said, I think he lowers his expectations to not be disappointed. So he shows what it is. It's poker face. He's just got a perfect poker face.
He is Lady Gaga.
Yeah, he is. He's got a single coming out.
He'll whip it off at the end. Like, it's me, Gaga.
His personality might kind of warm up throughout the show. Yeah. You could be nervous in front of a camera. Have you ever watched back your first video? I mean, it's
shocking.
Oh my God,
shocking. Painful to watch. Like, hi guys, it's Matt here from Topless Baker. And I'm going to show you a chocolate. Like, it is painful to watch. Pretty much. So this week we had a star baker who was Raoul, who we just discussed.
He deserved it.
So you think he deserved to be the star baker?
I would like some personality. I'm joking.
You're going so hard on his personality.
No, really killing Raoul here.
No, Raoul was great. His cakes were amazing. Like everyone he was impressive with. Like
he did have a solid round throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. I think it's easier to say who wouldn't get star baker than would, because I think it was quite tight at the top. But I feel like there was several moments like Manon still had her acetate on her cake. Didn't someone else still do that as well?
Paul was like, oh, you know, it's still a great cake. I'm like, yeah, but she left the plastic on.
Yeah, it's like when you ask for 16 cakes and she delivers 14, but 14 tastes great. That's not fair.
What's two between friends?
Yeah, that's just not fair, Paul. He really let his standards slip this week.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy with
that. Handshakes, low standards. It's not building up to
What's
be a good thing.
What's equivalent to a handshake? A nod.
Prue's,
you get a Prue nod.
Just, I think when you make Prue happy, yeah, that's the equivalent of a
handshake. I feel like she's not there yet. She's not established enough yet to have like her own signal.
She'll get there.
Yeah, she will get there.
Let's hope she doesn't tweet the winner.
Maybe she like drapes a necklace around them. Like she like hands her necklace over or, like, them like a gold medal.
Kisses her hand. Like kisses her hand and then puts it on their forehead and that's it.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you should suggest that to her.
And then you've been prude. Oh. You're welcome.
Prue, if you're listening. Which I don't know if you know what a podcast is, but you've just been prude.
Yeah,
you'd be that surprised.
Was
brilliant.
See, I don't want to bang on about it too much, but you know, Dan's my star baker. The work he did today was phenomenal.
Yes,
so Dan, star baker, you got robbed.
You'll Raoul did a good job. He's on here.
Well, we tried to get him on. We tried to get there him.
Maybe next time.
Everyone should at him on Twitter.
Maybe next time.
I'll do it for you if you want.
What do you think about next week's Bread Week? We've got shown.
One of my favourites.
Sorry, what a dull week.
Oh, you got bad taste.
You are a negative Nancy.
Yeah, Paul's like, oh, this is my week. This is what I do for a living. I'm like, Paul, it's bread. Like, water, bread flour, is... yeast. Let it stand.
Right,
put it in the oven.
I've got a question for you. Favourite aisle in the supermarket?
That's stupid. Obviously, it's the bread aisle.
There we go. Ooh. The world of bread is fascinating.
It's not the fish aisle,
see, for me,
it?
It's the baking aisle. Like the chocolate, the sugars, seeing what kind of new products they got in. Maybe some gold leaf.
You're on your
really
own,
overly priced.
Matt. You're on your own,
Matt. That's.
I think my listeners are in there with the baking.
No,
aisle.
They want to get. They want to get a batch loaf and they want to have a whiff.
A batch. So you're talking a fresh loaf, not one in a bag, yes. Obviously.
But I will take Hovis if there's nothing.
Okay.
Going.
Right. Here we go. Question: do you ever pick up like a fresh roll, a fresh bap or loaf, crunch it in your fingers, and then feel that it's not like soft enough for you, and put it back?
Wait.
No.
That's. Isn't that akin to like...
Let me just finger your bread. Actually, I don't want it. Let me get another one.
Let me just test the baguette. Bite a bit off the end and put it back on the bloody
literally.
Shelf.
Literally.
Savage.
Yeah. Do you do no, that?
In the, it's got to be in the packet. So I'm not actually literally fingering it, but I give it a good squeeze.
I've just got an image with like... you like going up to a Hovis loaf, just going... Yeah.
No, not Hovis. That's guaranteed softness because of whatever they've got in there. But like, no, we're talking like a ciabatta, a tiger loaf. Because I want to know it's fresh.
How many types of bread can you name?
How long have I got?
Go.
Focaccia, ciabatta, tiger bread, done.
Three good.
Three. Three.
Oh. I've gone white, brown, whole.
White, brown and whole, same.
Tiger.
Spelt, rye.
I love a crusty roll though.
Yeah.
No, in answer to your question, roll. I haven't squeezed a bread like that before.
I feel like that is a standard thing to
Should
do.
Should I?
Like, yeah,
no,
there we go.
Bloody
see,
look,
Sarah, wow. Sarah is saying in the comments.
Where do you shop? Because I'm avoiding it.
I suddenly hate all of you.
I just...
Can you settle this, right? So we say this all the time, and I'm conscious we're running out of time now, but I store bread,
don't say it,
in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that didn't shock you?
No, I think in my head it lasts longer.
Yeah.
Because our viewers and listeners hate me for that. And I get hung, drawn and quartered over this, and I keep it in the fridge just because my nan did it,
as
my
you can tell.
Premium content talking about where your bread is located.
Wait, I can run some on this one if you want.
We can. Where can we find you? Actually, talking of social media, what do we search?
Nicky Alban, NikiAlbon, and Sammy Alban, SammY, same last name. Because we're twins. Yeah.
Funny,
do you know
that?
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's weird that.
So we can find you. Those are our handles. Okay, we've got that, and YouTube, and the Peachy Podcast.
Yes.
Which you guys are going to leave a review for.
Oh, that's so peachy.
I'll get them to leave a review for yours as well.
Oh, thanks. If you could mention that, 5 stars.
Yeah.
Drop it in every episode.
But thank you guys so much for joining me.
No, thanks for having us.
I hope you've enjoyed Bake Off Undressed.
I have.
Yeah, I feel qualified as a baker now.
You feel qualified as a baker? What are you going to go home and bake?
Cheese on toast. I won't make the bread either.
Does that count as baking?
Really? I'll go and pick up your fingered batch.
Well, guys, I hope you've enjoyed Bake Off Undressed Episode 2. We are back every single week, so Episode 3 will be out next week, Wednesday morning, wake up. With Dan, maybe Dan, if we get Dan on, maybe Dan. But don't forget to subscribe, because then it's in your inbox. Yeah. Do you have an inbox? It's wherever you are. Mm-hmm. You get it every
when you
time.
Wake up. Bam, bam. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Like a little present,
like a little gift
on a Wednesday
a
morning.
Bake Off gift. And you can find me at Topless Baker. I'm mainly topless though. In the images you search, you will find me topless. So if you're like, what is this? Is this guy actually topless? I am pretty much mainly topless.
And then 40% of the time, otherwise.
40% of the time otherwise. 60%. And you can join in on the conversation on Twitter with hashtag Bake Off Undressed, which we mentioned a few times in
hashtag
case you missed
Bake
it.
What is it again?
Yeah, it's just hashtag Bake Off Undressed.
How do you spell that? No, I'm joking.
But I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you next week for more Bake Off Undressed.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I said that weirdly, didn't I?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.